It's time for the Brandon Drury podcast once again. That's 2 in 2 weeks. Holy shit. Today's episode, Joe Rogan, a guide for the mentally ill. Joe Rogan has become quite a popular guy. He's always on CNN now. I mean, they're talking about him, and, you know, more of the lefty media outlets, usually conventional ones, are really excited about talking about whatever Joe Rogan's up to, as if he's the fucking Queen of England. It makes you wonder why they even talk about the Queen of England. And I don't know what it is about Joe Rogan that's so interesting, but I thought I would at least explain Joe Rogan for people that are like on medication. And no offense, I want to make this clear. I don't want to make fun of the mentally ill. My grandma used to sit there, and she would snap into this weird phase, and she'd start talking to Henry Ford. This is back in the 80s when I was a kid. And her name was Betty, and she started going, "Betty S. Riddick, and with Henry Ford, and there." She'd talk to Henry Ford. Like, this happened a lot. Like, I mean, like, every day. And then I'd say, "Hey, Granny," she'd snap out of it. "Oh, what?" And I go, "Can I get some cookies?" She goes, "Yeah." Best grandma in the world. Batshit crazy. It's fine. I'm used to it. So if you're batshit crazy, which I think we all are, I refuse to get tested. If I was to be tested, I would lie and I don't have any thoughts like that, officer. I'm well-adjusted and happy, and things are going just fine. I would tell them what they want to hear, because I'm not going in your little straitjacket. So, yeah, no, I don't want to make fun of the mentally ill. In fact, I'm not really even talking about the people that are actually mentally ill. Well, maybe I am. People that are I'm talking about people on Twitter. If you're on Twitter and you're active, you're probably fucking crazy. That's kind of where I'm at with this. So that's my definition of mentally ill. And since we're in the age where words don't matter, a man is not a person with a dick and a woman is not a girl with a pussy, we're in some new land that I will call mentally ill equals Twitter user. Okay. So here's question number one. I wrote some questions down. I was going to have callers call in, like in the old times, like in the 80s and 90s, he had a radio show, but I just don't feel like it now. Is Joe Rogan a deity? And my answer is no. Caller number two. All right, I'll make a voice this time because I feel like it. Can Joe Rogan shoot flames from his eyes and lightning bolts from his arse? No, that's William Wallace. It's a wrong movie, asshole. So I want to start this off, because I had a few planned segments, quote-unquote, segments being a piece of text I put in Notepad. I want to read an excerpt from one of the great poetry classics. I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero till the end of the night. He's got to be strong. He's got to be fast. He's got to be fresh from the fight. So the question is, is Joe Rogan Kevin Bacon? No! Joe Rogan is not Kevin Bacon. He's not a goddamn hero. He's just a fucking dude. And this is what drives me fucking crazy. Well, Joe Rogan took the wrong medicine for COVID. Even though he got better in like 3 days. He took the wrong medicine for COVID. So blah, blah. Like, I don't care. Joe Rogan bought a belt buckle. I don't care. Joe Rogan has a Tesla. I don't care. What? That's not how I buy shit. It's not how I make decisions, is whether good old Joe did it or not. And I don't know what person does. And obviously somebody does. Michael Jordan sold a lot of shoes and hot dogs and soda and whatever. Like, okay, fine. I don't know what to tell you. But I just don't understand why we need to lump Joe Rogan as the guy. He's not the guy for much of anything except for getting guests, interesting guests often, on a show. And we'll get into some of the more details, but I want to start off by saying, because I'm given basically an instruction manual for the people that can't quite understand this Joe Rogan enigma. Joe Rogan's not an enigma at all. Maybe the show is, because it's very interesting that it's taken off the way it has. But I mean, taken off is kind of a strong word. It's been on, quote unquote, the air. It's been online for at least 10 years or something. All right, so where am I at here? So I started listening to Joe Rogan back in 2014. It was like episode 490 or something like that. Now he just had episode 1776, I believe, something like that. So I remember when I first saw it, I was like, 3 hours for a podcast? Are you crazy? And I was working out, and I went too heavy, too quick, because I just started working out like that summer. And I ripped a muscle in my back. And I remember I was like laying on the floor like 3 o'clock in the morning. I didn't want to scream because I had a little 1-year-old kid. I didn't want to scream and wake him up. And so I was basically like chewing on a stick with an ice pack. And it turned out that if I just threw Rogan on my phone, that it kept my brain busy, so I didn't focus on the pain so much. And somewhere in there, the three-hour episode kind of made sense. I got pulled into an interesting conversation, and for, you know, we're over 1,000 episodes in, and I've listened to most of those. When I had more time in life, I didn't miss any episodes, but now I kind of pick and choose what I listen to. So anyway, I've been around Rogan for, it's 8 years, I guess. So I've been a regular listener. Now, I'm a listener, like, of the show, but I don't, like, follow Rogan on any of the social media things. I don't really care what he does in his free time beyond the show. Like, Joe Rogan, the guy, he's okay. I don't have any problem with him, but I don't, like, you know, need to hang out with him. He's not a friend or anything like that. And I'll give you the short version. Let's just come out and say it. Joe Rogan is an idiot. And so am I. And so are you. And so here, and that, this is the rub. This is the thing I think most people don't figure out. He's just a guy. And his show is popular, but he's just a guy. So if you're just a guy, then like some guy at the grocery store said, "You know what I think about COVID?" I'm like, I don't know if I give a shit at all. I think, you know, name it, conspiracy, not a conspiracy, mask, no mask, you know, vaccine, no vaccine. I don't care. It's not going to affect me unless they present some data. You should really see the CDC study. Really? All right, maybe I'll go check that out. But for an opinion doesn't really mean anything to me, and Joe Rogan's opinions don't really mean anything to me for stuff he's not an expert in. So I like to look at Joe Rogan just like he's an uncle, and he's only like 10 years older than me, or maybe a little more. But a crazy uncle might have some really questionable views about this or that, and so I just ignore those. But then crazy uncle shows you how to like fix your car, and you go, "Oh, well, that was a good tip. Thank you. I'll take that one." So you take the good and you ditch the bad. It's how you do it with everybody. And if you're sane at all, you have friends that vary, you know, whether it's politically or ideas or just their skill set. Like no one, we don't have an army of clones that we're friends with, and that's it. And if you have an army of clones friends, You're a fucking piece of shit, just so you know. If every one of your friends is identical to you and you don't ever have disagreements, you're on medication, I mean, which, hey, fine. But you're not a piece of shit if you're a piece of shit if you're on medication. You're not a piece of shit if you're on medication, necessarily. But something is very wrong with your life if you've somehow engineered it where you never disagree. Anyway, I mean, that's straight up. That's the most common sense thing you can imagine. But anyway, so here's the deal. Joe Rogan's got some strengths. The first one is he admits his faults. And I think the dude tells the truth, like even when it hurts. I think he's that guy. I think he will accept responsibility and say, "I fucked up." I think he is that guy. And that's kind of rare for famous people. We like to again, we need deities. We need a hero. And so we only elect people that lie to us. Like, "I have no flaws. I'll vote for you." That seems to be the system. And no one can figure out who these people are that vote for pieces of shit that just lie about this. If you say, "I have no faults," then we know you're a liar and you shouldn't be elected. But you know, when I win, you don't know you'll win, you fuckbag. So anyway, I think like in the media right now is slamming Rogan, and they don't understand why he has such an audience. And I think those people are cheaters. And I probably need to make a whole episode on cheaters. The short version is, I think a whole lot of people that get ahead in our system, particularly on not merit-based things, but like on job interview things, I think they're really good liars, and they have cheated a lot in their life, and they just never got caught. It's just my theory. A lot of cheaters do get caught. Well, we don't want them running things. We want the cheaters that don't get caught. Those are the winners. So anyway, I'll tell you a bigger story, you know, later on. But that's another episode, I guess. But Rogan's not a cheater, and so I think a lot of people who cheated to get where they are can't understand that. Fauci doesn't understand that. Fauci thinks that it's okay to lie if it's for the greater good, and he did that with the masks. Like the masks don't work. Anyone wearing what does he say? Anyone walking around with a mask in their pocket, you know, fucking idiot or whatever. Well. And it turned out, you know, that was all just some fabrication so that the PPE wouldn't be consumed by a panicking public and taken away from our nurses and stuff. Like, okay, how about you just tell us, hey, you want to wear PPE and we should save, I mean, I don't know, just be honest. But people like that, that lie for the greater good, quote unquote, and you know, maybe I'm being too idealistic here, but people that lie for the greater good will never understand a guy like Joe Rogan who just says, yeah, I fucked up, my shit stinks. And like admitting that you have turds, like a lot of people don't seem to want to you know, with that information coming out that they shit. Like, I mean, I certainly do. I shit out of Abraham Lincoln about a month ago. I was really proud of that. Okay, so Rogan is, and so he tells the truth. His comedy is pretty good. I would even say very good. Compared to all comedians, he's up there. Now, definitely not my favorite, and I wouldn't even say he's like truly great. You know, like Eddie Murphy stuff or Richard Pryor stuff. I mean, I'm talking about the past 50 years of comedy. Does Rogan have a special in the top 50? I don't know, maybe. But like, I laugh at least several times. So I mean, I don't know. Like, some people are like, I didn't think it was that damn funny. Well, you know, and you maybe you won't. It's fine. I mean, we all have different tastes and whatnot. But he's up there in comedy land for me. Very, very good comic, but not the greatest of all time. Like, not even close. So keep moving on. When he's in a decent mood, he's actually pretty funny on his podcast. And I can't stand it when comedians are on a podcast and they're just boring. It's like, well, I think this and this, and this and this, and this and this. Hey, you're a comedian. Fucking at least like use your voice. Change the pitch. Do something to make yourself interesting at all. How can you be that fucking boring? Happens a lot, and I don't understand it. That's another rant. A comedian should be entertaining me if I'm consuming their media. That's how I view it. So Rogan's pretty good about that. But when he gets in a shit mood, he can be not funny for like a month at a time, it seems like. But he's often funny. Fair enough. He is definitely an expert at inspiring physical fitness. And if you can inspire someone to get fit, I think that trickles over into all kinds of other things. It trickles down to other things. So first you get in shape and then you go back to school or whatever it is. I think there's something to starting with physical fitness. I'm big on physical fitness, and Rogan's been a big inspiration for me in that regard. Just keeping me in line about making sure I do my sit-ups, my pull-ups every day, that type of shit. You can't deny that. He's inspired so many people to get unfat. And in a modern era where people don't seem to give a shit if you're fat or not, they're not doing you any favors, by the way. Encouraging you to get diabetes is got to be a sin. So if you're fat, get your shit together. That's my tough talk. You don't like it? Don't fucking listen. I don't care. I don't get any money from this. Sometimes Joe Rogan is so nice, it's annoying. And I mean friendly. He's one of those people that likes to hug. And I'm a much gripier prick of a dude, I guess. Like, I want everyone to thrive. I want good to be good to win. But not if you sound like a pussy. I don't know. So sometimes Joe Rogan is so nice, it just drives me crazy. And I wish I could just, you know, like fast forward, you know, through it or whatever. Joe Rogan is an expert at MMA, mixed martial arts. And that's really unfortunate because I can't fucking stand listening to that shit anymore. I've been listening to over 1,000 episodes. I've listened to hundreds of hours of talk about naked chokes and scissor kicks or whatever. I don't give a fuck anymore. I fast forward through all of them. Or they talk like that, and if there's an episode labeled MMA, I will not listen to it. No, thank you. But that's the thing. Do we need to cancel Joe Rogan because he inspires violence? No, I'll just skip the episode. It's a lot easier. So, and here's the big one, and again, people don't understand this. Is Joe Rogan a deity? No, but he's awesome at getting incredible guests. He's got all kinds of awesome scientists on there, and if you think back to that's my thing, scientists and political commentary dudes and chicks, like the modern era, I love that stuff. And so, man, 10 or 15 years ago, the notion of like listening to an expert talk for 3 hours in like a real informal conversation kind of way, it's not even an interview, it's just a talk, that'd be amazing. And that's the big one. That's why the JRE thing is so successful, is people are actually like interesting on there. And it wouldn't be, I don't want to like follow those people on their podcast most of the time, but I want to hear them talk for 3 hours and go, and often they're controversial. Good. You know, just lately we've had the McCullough, Dr. McCullough and Dr. Malone, you know, they had some pretty out there ideas on the COVID stuff. At least it was out there based on what I had heard. It was like, whoa. And these were credentialed, hard hitting guys that have, you know, been published a zillion times. Very interesting hearing what they had to say. Are they geniuses? Maybe. Are they batshit crazy? Probably. Are they both? Maybe. Very interesting. It really challenges, you know, a lot of my thoughts. That's pretty cool. Getting guests like that, to me, is the name of the game. And what other podcast can pull those kind of guests right now? I mean, I would say not many. So whatever Joe Rogan's doing as far as getting guests, it's working. And that's probably where he's most underrated. People can dog him all he wants, but look how interesting these guests are. Of course, the left or anybody mad at him, well, you're giving so-and-so a platform. Like, I guess, but the ideas have to hold up for 3 hours. And to just to be, I guess, balanced here, like with Malone and McCullough, for example, I'm not a doctor. So they say doctor stuff. I go, well, they're pretty smart and they've got a lot of peer-reviewed papers. So I guess that's true. But then you listen to Z-Dog, terrible name, but he's a doctor out of Stanford, and he's a big podcaster, YouTube type of guy. And he kind of commented and said, well, if you can know the doctor stuff, it turns out a lot of the claims Malone made were just horseshit. And he goes, I could go in the weeds with you if you want. And it's the same thing that happens to me, like with some of the engineering stuff. Like every once in a while, Rogan will have a guest with car guys on or whatnot, and they'll start talking about engineering, and you're like, man, Rogan doesn't know shit about engineering, and this guy here is kind of oversimplifying a lot of complicated stuff. So sometimes that happens. So 3 hours doesn't guarantee that the guest, we're going to find the truth. You can mislead someone for 3 hours, and mislead is probably a strong word, but you can give people the wrong impression. Let's say that in 3 hours, if you oversimplify too many things, whereas people that are, experts in that field would immediately go, well, no, you explained that wrong, and that's really controversial, and you're making it sound like it's not. So anyway, Rogan's great at having the guests, and sometimes the topic is just really hard to find the truth, and is that even the goal? I mean, it's a dream, but I don't know if I ever, expect it to happen on any given episode. Today, we will discover truth. Like, bullshit. And Rogan himself's got some pretty interesting ideas. And, we're a technological butterfly. Our whole thing is to basically create the robot race. He's got some cool ideas about that. And the first time you hear him, you're like, hey, this is an interesting guy. And then he's got like 12 ideas like that are very interesting. And once you've heard them all, then you pretty much heard them all. I don't think he's had a really interesting idea, a new one, in the past 5 years or something. So that's okay. I mean, I don't have any new ideas ever, so I guess we're all in the same boat. Rogan's memory is really good. I'll write that down. Rogan sucks at math. I mean, real bad. Anytime math stuff comes on, it's a parody of a person doing math, like 4 times 3, like, something. It's like a Billy Madison level math thing. Anything technical that isn't jujitsu is bad. And I already mentioned that, like, he's got a car guy on, and they'll talk about how much they love technology, but then they actually don't understand any of it. And again, I'm an engineer, so I guess I know what I got a decent idea what I don't know. But and it's not like I'm talking shit with many people who aren't formally educated or light years beyond me in every regard, including technical stuff. Rogan sucks at technical. It's hard to listen to. And maybe that's just like, if you're a doctor, it's hard to watch a medical TV show or one of those kind of things. And physics, Rogan sucks at. He's horrible. I think the show would actually benefit if Rogan would just take like a high school Newtonian physics class. Just understanding, force equals mass times acceleration. Not just memorizing an equation, but understanding it. A few things like that would, what momentum is, would help a lot. And the other thing Rogan sucked at, here's the big criticism I have of this guy. For like 12 fucking years, I heard this guy talking about, like, the reason that the conventional media sucks balls is because they have all these commercials and they get interrupted. And then Spotify waves him a $100 million bill, and he goes, you know what? Go ahead and interrupt my show all you want. I can't blame him. I'm trying to think, what would I do for $100 million? Like, I really don't need my dick. I'll cut it right off. Yeah, right off. $100 million. Let's go. So I can't blame the guy. But it's worth mentioning if we're going to criticize him. But I think in the end, if you've listened to even one episode of Rogan, you realize he's a pretty normal dude. He's not normal in his work ethic or confidence or like the fitness stuff, but everything else, he's just a regular dude. You're better at him than at like a lot of shit. And so that's why it's really strange when he's like on CNN based on like the medicine he took or some like phrase he said. It doesn't make any sense to to pick this guy out, because when you listen to him, you're like, well, why is this guy the big dog? And like, he's not the big dog. He has the big dog show. They're very different things. So real quick here is politics. I'm going to mention it. I don't even know why. I want to say, first off, like, I have friends that are way more left than me, and I have friends that are way more right than me. And I guess hopefully you do too. And, you know, Rogan's obviously similar. He's got lefties on all the time. He's got right-wing guys on all the time. We're at a phase right now where left has went fucking nuts this past 5 or 10 years. So you've got, like, new liberals, like NU, like new metal. New liberals. You got vintage liberals, like a Jimmy Dore types. And then you got, like, the right is kind of evolved too, because the right wing now listen to NWA and, you know, my generation. Now, it used to be that, you know, the right wing was like, no fun, no dancing, you know, and now it's kind of turned into like, you know, Fuck the Police was a pretty good song, you know, even if we don't actually do that, you know. And so it's an interesting time where the right has become quite socially liberal. And so some of the climate change stuff, we got some gray area. It's right. The right now is kind of hard to argue with as obviously as it was 10 or 20 years ago. So anyway, Rogan comes out seeming like he's right-wing because he'll have a common sense. I mean, maybe this is my own politics a little bit, but he'll have a common sense guy saying that, like, if the masks don't work, maybe we shouldn't wear them. And then the left goes, ah! They don't even mention if the masks actually work or not. Like, that never really came up, and you know what I'm talking about. So I kind of got off the tangent there. But long story short, Rogan's politically complicated, and that's okay. I mean, I don't know why that's a problem. If you're not politically complicated, are you just a political simpleton? I mean, I don't know what to tell you. So his politics are all over the map. He's basically like a moderate lefty, like from like a vintage liberal, but you got him, except for the wars, but he likes guns and hunting, and he likes freedom of speech. Doesn't like when Big Pharma kills like a Vietnam War of people due to fraud, lying. You know, the left didn't used to like Big Pharma, like, either when they were murdering people, but that's all forgiven, of course, in the modern era, which makes no sense to me. But you know, and like, he got in a big old fight with Candace Owens years ago. You know, she's a right wing person, and you know, she's like, oh, climate change is a bunch of bullshit. And I'm paraphrasing poorly, and he goes, why? And she had no good reason to say, like, she couldn't back it up, but she made a really strong statement that climate change was a big hoax, give or take, and she couldn't back it up. And so that was probably the most heated moment on Rogan I've ever seen. And you guys might also recall, like, Bill Nye did a similar thing on Fox, where they asked him how much of climate change is due to humans. And he was like, he could have just said, well, I don't know. And of course, if you don't know how much of climate change is due to humans, it's kind of hard to say how much we should freak out. But so that's one of the reasons the left is stupid on this thing, is they don't really know the damage, but the right just says, well, if you don't know the damage, then they're like, well, that's dumb too. It's, I don't know. But anyway, so Rogan has called out people on both the left and the right in, I don't know, recent times, but for some reason he gets, you know, labeled as being one or the other by whoever's bitching the loudest at the time. But I know, so that's kind of his politics. And, you know, why am I even talking about his politics? What does politics have to do with fucking anything? I don't, like, okay, except for the extremes, get rid of the extreme left and extreme right. And I'm talking like the 20% on each side. Everybody else is just more or less normal, and they're all just guessing, making their best guesses to achieve their goals. There's zero reason to discard a podcast based on his politics. Jimmy Dore and Ben Shapiro, yeah, both make me think when they're on Rogan. I bet they both have decent podcasts. I don't know. I don't listen to either one. I don't know. But like, I might. They might be good shows. It really just depends on their skill as guests more than the politics. I know Ben Shapiro is not big on the gay things. Like, okay, he doesn't suck a dick. All right. I don't think Jimmy Dore does either. I don't know. Like, it doesn't bother me that somebody has an idea that someone else doesn't like. So I guess, why am I even bringing up politics? Like, it doesn't have any place in the discussion of podcasts. And that's something important. If you can't sit down with a lefty or a righty and like have fun and crack some jokes, then you're probably fucked up. You got some problems. You know, go run or something. All right, so do I recommend the Rogan podcast? I'm like, well, my answer to that is it depends. I definitely don't listen to every episode anymore. When he has an interesting guest, I don't miss it. An interesting guest, rarely does Rogan fuck that up. But a shitty guest, I mean, I just don't care. So and it comes to my own tastes, and I really like the political commentators and the scientists. So I listen to those guys and gals. But the comedians, most of them quit being funny, in 2020. So I kind of backed off on a lot of that. But sometimes they're still good. It just depends. So I don't know. In closing, no one really listens to JRE for Rogan. You listen to JRE for the interesting guests. And Rogan is a decent interviewer. So if you need a god, if you need a hero, then watch Footloose, assholes. I'm out.